Good morning. The time is 11:33 a.m. and I'm Razor.
And I'm Grady, reporting live in the KVPS News Center in SummerSound 2025.
WWE legend Hulk Hogan has passed away at the age of 71. Coyne says emergency medical crews have been seen outside his home this morning in Clearwater, Florida. Operators say it was cardiac arrest. Hogan was considered as one of the most popular professional wrestlers of all time after rocketing to stardom with the World Wrestling Federation, WWF, now known as WWE, in the 1980s. Here is Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 3 slamming Andre the Giant in their epic encounter for the WWE Championship match on March 29th, 1997.
We're seeing what this guy is really made of, why he is the greatest professional athlete in the world today. Look at this.
That was unbelievable. Hogan will be remembered by hundreds of thousands for years to come.
Yesterday, the Oregon-based company Columbia Sportswear filed a lawsuit against Columbia University in New York for trademark infringement. Fox 12 reports that Columbia Sportswear claims the university has infringed on their trademark multiple times. Once being when Columbia University sold apparel that simply said Columbia with no other identifiable symbols. Back in June of 2023, the company and university made an agreement that the university could only use the word Columbia when there were symbols specific to the school present. Now, Columbia Sportswear wants the university to quit selling the offending merchandise. The company is also seeking damages for economic harm.
That's wild to me. I don't know.
I know. I mean, I like Columbia Sportswear. I can kind of see where they're coming from, though. They did have the agreement.
That is true, but also, why is it an issue now?
Well, I mean, I imagine Columbia Sports or Columbia University hasn't really infringed up until now, or Columbia Sportswear hasn't noticed the infringement up until now.
I wonder who brought it up.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you ride TriMet, you're going to want to hear this. TriMet will be cutting multiple transit services to close a $300 million budget gap due to the failures to pass a transportation funding package. According to Oregon Live, we could start seeing the effects take place later this year in November. By fall of 2027, TriMet will have reduced its overall services by 10%. That is, if lawmakers don't find additional revenue for it. TriMet may have to adjust some bus routes and shorten MAX services. For example, Green Line MAX trains will only run between Clackamas Town Center and Gateway Center, no longer all the way to PSU. You would have to get off at Gateway and possibly transfer onto another MAX line, either the blue or red, if you want to continue your travel. We should start to see the effects of that MAX by March of 2026.
Damian Lillard's camp is in its 12th year. Lillard has been hosting this camp for over a decade, but this year has been a little different as Lillard is back with the Blazers. According to Coyne, he said that all the kids came up to him and celebrated his return.
Aww.
The year before, when he did the camp, he said that whether or not he would come back was their main question. Now, he says that he can feel the shift of energy and excitement among the kids. Everyone is happy to have him finally back in Portland, and I know I am.
Aw, that's so cute. Yeah. Well, this has been Summer Sound News on KVPS. I'm Razor.
And I'm Grady. Thank you for listening. We'll be back with your weather forecast right after this.
WorkSource Oregon presents Your Career, Your Choice. Have you ever sat there in math class and asked yourself, when am I ever going to use this? Well, the answer is, more often than you think. Basic math and algebra skills are some of the most sought after by employers. Veterinarians use math to figure out how much medicine to give a dog. Roofers need to calculate how many shingles to buy to roof a house. And tailors need to determine how much fabric to buy to make a suit. No matter what the occupation you choose, chances are, you'll need good math skills. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon.
I can't believe we have to make this commercial.
It's ridiculous.
You'll think it's ridiculous too. Listen to this.
This commercial is about, well, it's about parents being rude at high school athletic events.
Ridiculous, right?
It gets worse. Studies show more than 75% of new high school officials are quitting because of bad adult behavior.
So now there's a shortage of refs here in Oregon, in almost all sports.
No officials means no more games.
Is that what you want for us?
Come on, parents.
It's time to grow up.
Cheer for your team.
Be proud of your children.
But stop being so ridiculous.
And don't make us run another commercial.
Because we will.
This message presented by the Oregon School Activities Association and the Oregon Athletic Directors Association, reminding you to always practice good sportsmanship.
Portland weather.
The forecast for today is looking mostly sunny with a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with an overnight low of 55 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny once again and a high of 77 degrees, cooling down a few from the previous day. Right now, we have clear and 73 degrees in Vancouver. We have clear skies and 75 degrees in Hillsborough. And it's currently clear and 70 degrees in the Rose City. Up next, we have Rock the House by the Gorillaz. I also have some Charlie XCX and Lady Gaga right after that.